Dr. Richard Shemes is a Harvard-trained physician and former researcher at the National Institutes of Health. As the founder and lead practitioner at the Shemes Family Services Holistic Clinic in San Rafael, he concentrates on diagnosing and treating hormonal imbalances, especially those linked to the thyroid gland.
Every cell, every tissue, every organ uses thyroid hormone and needs it for life, for function. It gets attention when it's not working right. It's extremely common that it does not work right, but it's often hidden. It's often diagnosed as something else.
Testing for thyroid imbalance is often too generalized, adds Carolee Shemes, nurse, colleague, spouse, and former patient at the family's facility. But accurate diagnoses are further complicated by a recent change in the way those basic test results are interpreted, one that narrowed the appropriate range of thyroid-stimulating hormone, or THS, in the blood.
Used to be about 0.5 to 5.0 for the last 20, 30 years. Now it's changed from 0.3 to 3.0, which is about half as broad. That means that millions of people who were in that upper half were told they don't have a thyroid problem. Now they realize that they do.
Knowing that, she continues, treatment can be quite straightforward.
There's actually about 12 different types of thyroid medication. Levothyroxine is one of them. That's a synthetic thyroid. There are also natural forms that come from animal glands, and many people's bodies respond better to that, but not all. So some people do better with a combination of synthetic and natural thyroid hormone, as well as some of the minerals, vitamins, and herbs that supplement your program so that you can speed up your own recovery.
As many as 10% of adult Americans may be experiencing thyroid imbalance, a surge that Carolee Shemes says can be attributed to the widespread presence of synthetic hormones in the environment.
Researchers are finding that increasing pollution in the air, food, and water is bringing more hormone-mimicking substances into our bodies. They come in through the air, food, and water, and our bodies don't know what to do with these chemicals. They do compete at times with our own hormones and get things very confused internally.
And the thyroid gland is particularly vulnerable to the effects of these compounds.
Of all the tissues in the body that are most prone to be disrupted by these enormous amounts of synthetic chemicals that we're living in, the thyroid gland is one of the most sensitive.
Thus, the antidepressants that are often prescribed for a patient's sleeplessness, depression, or anxiety will miss the root cause.
Up to 35-40% of what is diagnosed as depression is actually low thyroid, causing low brain function. This is an enormous amount of health expenditure that our country can no longer afford. When the medicines for depression cost several dollars a pill, and the medicines for thyroid, which is the real cause, cost several cents a pill.
Thyroid hormone, Dr. Shemes concludes, is more appropriate, effective, and less expensive than Prozac. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.